Welcome, track four, to developing a repentance plan for your counselee. In our Master of Arts in Biblical Counseling program at Faith Bible Seminary, which, by the way, I would encourage you to take, I've been supervising students in their counseling. Like that supervised counseling requirement through ACBC, we also have a supervised counseling requirement in our MABC program. What I've noticed is that counselors have a hard time really being specific about the root issues of the problems that folks have, and therefore they're struggling to come up with precise plans of repentance and a specific logical process to lead a counselee through to repentance. Now, Matt Black was one of those, and he was doing a video for our 2020 Faith Bible Seminary Christmas program, which I'm going to show you a video here in just a moment, and it explains his clothing choice right here. And I would like you to listen to a little bit of his brief testimony about this.
I started this degree because I wanted to learn about how to help people grow and change for Christ from the heart. Now I'm finally at the point in my program where I have an FBS faculty member supervising my counseling. And I thought originally that I may not learn much because I'm already a certified biblical counselor. However, I was so wrong. God is working so mightily through the supervision process. My individual ministry of the Word of God is being incredibly sharpened even more. I'm now much more able to identify root issues and steps to help counselees thoroughly repent. God has allowed several individuals that I have known in the past, stuck in certain patterns, to have major breakthroughs because of their greater understanding of their problems and the only solution, which is Jesus Christ. The supervision is even changing the way I preach and teach each Sunday morning at my church. Literally, it is changing my church to be more like Christ. And this is a great end-of-the-year Christmas gift from God during these difficult days.
Now, a couple of observations from Matt's great testimony there, and I'm thankful that he shared that. Here's the first observation. Number one, we can always grow in our counseling skills. Both me and you growing in those skills. Matt is doing the MABC program and came in already ACBC certified, and I just appreciate his heart in wanting to grow more in his counseling skills. Number two, Matt testified that he learned from counseling supervision how to be more specific with identifying heart issues and then developing a specific repentance plan. And number three, the third observation is that this wisdom that he's learning helped him help others with robust repentance. And as he testified, that is impacting not just his counselees, but also the way that he's preaching and teaching in his church and changing things, that God is doing a great work there in his ministry. So in this session, we're taking a stab at adding to your counseling skills here a little bit just more tools in the toolbox, information that may help you help others like it helped Matt. Now, first, by the way, you are in track four, and we do what we do because we want what we want. Fruit, the fruit of our lives, always comes from a root. Now, in track one, and track two, and track three, we developed a sequence or a series of heart lectures, and we started in track one with James chapter 4, verse 1, and I explained a bit about that passage. And just by way of remembrance, James 4, verse 1 says, "What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among us?" And the answer to that is not the source, your pleasures that wage war in your members. As we develop that, we understand, and you're here in track four, you understand that our behavior, our fruits, our outward manifestations of our lives, the issues of our lives, come from our hearts. Here is a diagram that you probably have been exposed to. So our behavior in our acting, in our speaking, in our thinking comes from our heart's desires. We do what we do because we want what we want. Always, always, always. Those things in our heart that we want forms our desires, our lusts, the things that we love in this life. Or as Jonathan Edwards or John Piper would communicate, they are our affections. So box number two there, in labeled behavior, in our thinking, in our acting, in our speaking, it comes from the desires, the affections, the love, the worship of our hearts. Now, you know this, and when people come to you in counseling, they never come to you and say, "Hey, Brent, I'm here for counseling because I have a worship problem in my heart." They never come and talk to you like that. They don't even come many times and say, "Hey, Brent, I got a problem with my thinking," or "I got a problem with my speaking because I'm always yelling at people." Nobody ever comes to me and says that either. What they come saying to me many times is in box number three on the top right there, "Brent, I'm distressed, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I'm angry, or I'm fearing." So they start with box number three most of the time in the presentation problem. And our job as a counselor is to begin to work backwards in this flow chart here, and through a series of probing questions, then begin to ask, well, what's going on in the way that you're behaving? What do you do? What do you say? What do you think? And then asking the question, well, why do you do that? What is motivating that? What do you love the most that you're pursuing that, which when you don't get it, results in that kind of behavior? Now, that flow chart there is, you know, probably for engineering folks like myself. If you're more of an artistic person and you like pictures, the same kind of concept is described in Luke chapter 6, verse 43 through 45. Let me read the text and then show you the picture, which again is the same type of concept and understanding that we're used to here, that fruit comes from roots. Luke 6, "For there is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor, on the other hand, a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure," notice the word treasures there, what I love, what I want the most in life, what I'm living for, "the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil, for the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." So, in another way of capturing this concept, the fruits, whether it's the depicted on the right side, the thorns, the briars there, that's the fruit, comes from a root. Fruit always comes from a root, and it's in our hearts. Or good fruit, like depicted there in the beautiful fruit tree on the left-hand side of that, comes from a heart that is desiring to worship the Lord and delighting in the Lord. So fruit comes from roots. So implications to this. Here's a question that I want you to wrestle with here. If the fruit of our lives comes from a root, then how can we change if we don't recognize the roots? That's an interesting question. If the fruit of our lives comes from a root, then how can we change if we don't recognize the roots? My wife and I do a series of parenting classes and a parenting conference, and if, by the way, that you and your church would like to have a parenting conference, my wife and I would be happy to come to you and do that. You can find out about those parenting conferences or other conferences that we do by going to faithlafayette.org/Brent and Janet. You can see what we do. But when we go to parenting conferences and we teach, one of the things we're teaching on is foundations of parenting. And we all struggle with parenting, and we all struggle with focusing on the fruit of our children's lives. That is the common parenting struggle, that we focus on what we can see. And therefore, we also struggle with having children that are changing because we're not actually addressing the root issues in their hearts. So, therefore, they are not changing. And often we don't even know the root issues in our own lives. And if we don't see the root issues in our own lives and we're not understanding,